Gregory Hallows, and this is Preserve Halloween Podcast. So, if you hear any weird noises while I'm recording this, it's because I'm doing it while I'm driving down the highway in Texas. Being safe, of course. I've done podcasts like this before. If you've listened to any of the stuff in the past, I've at least twice recorded a podcast driving down the road, so it's not an unusual thing for me. But the reason I wanted to do it today was because there's a lot of stuff I just did, there's a lot of stuff on my mind, and driving down the highway, I can just turn down the radio and set up my phone and do a podcast and record. So that's what I decided to do. Hopefully you won't hear my directions. I think I have it turned off. Actually, let me turn it off now. There. You won't hear my GPS telling me which direction to go. So, should be no distractions other than my obvious train of thought, which is never on the tracks. But I am in Texas right now. I've done as much as I possibly can in the small amount of time I'm here. I'm only here because my wife and my two daughters wanted to go see a musical called Six, and that's where they are, and I'm on the way back to the hotel. They're finished, and I just got finished with one of the things I wanted to do this weekend, so and I'll talk about that in a second. But it is the first official week of October is over. Today is Sunday, and this week is done. Basically, it's about 10 o'clock where I'm at while I record this, so this is over. And I feel like I've gotten absolutely nothing done. Next week, I should have the final pieces to start sending out this version, fourth year of the Halloween Preservation Society memberships. If you don't know what those are, basically it's a way for me to have people spread their love of Halloween all throughout the year. I send a little membership card, I send out a patch, I send out a stickers, a postcard, a membership letter, all that stuff. I got the idea from the Marvel Merry Marching Society back from the, I think it was the 60s. They put out a membership. DC did one, I think, at some point. Little Orphan Annie. A bunch of serials, like serial radio shows and other pop culture icons. Superman, I think, had one. Anyway, they all had memberships at some point. Elvira. Well, she probably did too, but Vampira had a membership club. There was a monster club for, I think, Famous Monsters, the magazine. I think they had a club. So it's kind of an idea from that. And I think it's fun. It's fun to send out the letters. There's a lot of people that have been members since the very beginning. So I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun to think of how and what I'm going to put in each year's memberships. And this year was a lot of fun. I always think of stuff after I've put it together, but I'm taking notes for next year already to see what next year's will be. So anyway, those will start shipping out next week. I'm waiting for the last sticker to come because I messed up the first order and I've had to reorder the stickers, and I guess I'll never learn to just keep ordering stuff from the same companies, because if they do it right, just keep using the ones. You know, I'm a creature of habit, so I don't know why I decided to order my stickers from a different company. And they're not horrible, it's my fault, but they came out square instead of round, and the design's not right, so I just reordered them, and they'll be here Tuesday. So I'll start shipping that stuff out next week. You can order the year 4 membership anytime from now until next September, and even beyond. You can still order year 3 if you want, because each year has its own separate set of stuff. It's never duplicated. So year one and year two had different designs than year three, year four, and so on. So if you, and I don't know if I'll ever resell the first 2 years, but I might, because I still have a little bit of that stuff left. But year three is still for sale for now, because I think I stopped selling them for a while because I was moving the warehouse. But year three is for sale again. Year four is for sale now. That stuff will start shipping out soon. So anyway, back to Texas. I have been in right outside of Austin for a couple days. Not a very long trip, but long enough. We saw some of our friends. We went to Ramen Tetsuya, which is what we always at least try to go to once. I love their restaurants. We went to another one this weekend, so I think I visited every location. So that's cool. My wife finally got the shirt that I've had since the first trip we made. They finally had the right size for her, so she has her own Ramen Tetsuya, so she doesn't have to try to steal mine. So that's awesome. But what else do? We went to H Mart, which is freaking heaven. Has an amazing selection of Asian groceries and things. I bought some nori seaweed Lay's chips from Thailand. Yeah, Thailand. I don't know why that all these flavors aren't just sold everywhere, because they were really good. Kids got some snacks. We bought some other groceries type things that we can't buy where we live. So that was fun. Then we went over and got boba tea and some other snacks. It was a cool afternoon. Then another thing I wanted to do while I was here is to visit the Alamo Draft House. I really want to see the Exorcist Believer. Someone I know did the makeup, Ashley Levy, who will also be a guest at the Preserve Halloween Fest in November. She's a wonderful makeup artist, worked on Five Nights at Freddy's and Exorcist Believer and Insidious Red Door. She worked on the Scream TV show. She's been personal makeup for Shania Twain, so she's awesome. Well, I wanted to support her, and I really want to see this movie, but what happened was I bought a ticket to go see, I think, the 7:30 or 7 o'clock showing, but then I had reached out to my friend Tammy at Scream Hollow / the Texas Halloween History Museum to see if I could swing by there and see the museum, because I've never seen it. Last time I was here, it wasn't ready yet. It wasn't open, so I wasn't able to visit. Well, she wrote me back an email literally as soon as I hit pay on the Alamo Draft House website. So I decided to forego seeing The Exorcist today. I'll go see it when I get back home. And I made the trek over to Bastrop to go to Scream Hollow, the haunted, the haunts, and to see the Texas Halloween History Museum. So that's where I'm actually headed back from there right now, back to my hotel. It's about an hour from where we are staying, but totally worth it. I got to see the gas station again, the location from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I did not get to stop by and talk to anyone like I wanted to, and congratulations to them. They just announced their second year dates for their show, the Cult Classic, in Baton Rouge. So I'm hoping maybe I can go to it next year. I didn't get to go this year. I was just too busy. But they are coming back to Louisiana. We do a big show in Lafayette in Louisiana, and I want to see, you know, how the state treated them. So Anyway, I didn't get to stop by the gas station, but I drove by it and waved to the building like an idiot. But made my way to Scream Hollow, went to a couple of the haunts. I did not have time to go on the hayride. I did do that one last time, but I wanted to see what they changed for this year. So I need to make a trip back. Oh, that's not nice. There's a truck in the ditch. I just drove past it. Accident. Anyway, had a great time at Scream Hollow, like always. It's a fun place. If you are ever in the Austin area, Bastrop area, make a trek out to their haunt. They do the Halloween season, but also a haunt in at Christmas time. So check them out if you can. I'll put the link to their website in the notes for this podcast. But I really just wanted to talk about my trip to Texas, how much fun I had. It's always nice to do an impromptu, just kind of, if you're visiting anywhere, check out what there is that you can do outside of your main purpose for being there. Like I said, my family went to a musical called Six, and I did not have plans to go to it, so I figured out what I could do while they were having fun at that, and I went and had fun at the haunted house, and I almost decided to go to the late showing of The Exorcist, but we're going to be driving like 12 hours home tomorrow, and that was probably not a good idea to go to that, so I forego that trip, and I decided to just hold off. I'll go see the movie when I get back home. It won't be an Alamo Draft House, but it's, you know, oh well. I'll be all right. So, there are a couple other haunted houses that I did plan on going to see. I wanted to go to the House of Torment. I wanted to go just to Austin in general. There's, I think, four or five haunts there that I really want to go to at some point. They do the Boo at the Zoo, I think it's called. There's some pumpkin patches locally in Austin. There's a lot of stuff here, but I knew I wouldn't have a ton of time, so I just focused on what I went to. But totally, if you've never heard of H Mart, look it up. You can order stuff from their website. All kinds of Korean and Taiwanese and Thai groceries. I think they even have Indian food. It's a really cool grocery store if, you know, we don't have anything like that where I live. So it was really cool to go in there, and I could have spent an hour or two just looking around. The packaging was awesome. And they even had I took a picture and posted it earlier. They had a really neat Halloween setup in their little shopping, or their food court area, where I think they also had a karaoke setup. So it was fun. When I get home, I'm going to do some more work on the Preserve Halloween Fest. If you haven't checked that out yet, that is in November on the 18th and 19th in Irving, Texas. We have a really cool lineup. There's a Halloween or a Hocus Pocus 2 reunion with Doug Jones and the three young girls who played the Sanderson sisters as young kids in the movie. It's Taylor Henderson, Nina Kitchen, and Juju Brenner. They're all going to be there. We also have a Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 reunion with Carolyn Williams and Bob Elmore. And the cool thing about them is they're going to be doing costume photo ops. So you get to get a picture with Leatherface and Stretch if you choose. We have Ashley Levy, who I mentioned before, who's a wonderful makeup artist who's worked on a ton of horror movies this year and, you know, beyond. Count Gore Duvall is going to come back. He actually was nominated for a Rondo last year from our show, which I think is awesome. Great cosplayers are coming. Claire Deadfield's coming back. Strange Cat cosplay. Wonderful, wonderful duo. And our winner from last year, she is now a guest, Breezy. She was, I think her costume that she won was the bat. Really cool bat costume. It's the one I used in her promotional picture. If you go on the website, preservehalloweenfest.com, you'll see the promo picture I used for her. So that was cool. Let's see what else. I don't know. I think that's it. I'm trying to... I've got some other cool podcasts lined up in my head. I'm going to do one about remakes. I'm going to do one about... there's this Carville ice cream cake that I saw a picture of that I really want to talk about. It's a Halloween cake. What else? I don't know. I'm kind of rambling again, like always. So, hopefully you enjoy me rambling about the fun I had this weekend. What have you gotten up to? Where have you traveled to? Where do you plan on traveling this month? I know a lot of people are going to Salem. It's already crazy crowded from the pictures I've seen. But, you know, a lot of people like that. I am not a crowd person, which is weird because of what I do for a living. But I'm not a huge crowd guy. I'll do it if I, you know, have to, but it's not my first choice. But yeah, where are you guys going? What do you plan on doing? What are your Halloween plans? Are you getting excited? Are you getting terrified that, you know, this month is almost over already, which is ridiculous? I don't get it. Why do we have to have only 1 month? I guess some of us don't, but October is it seems like it's sped up, and it's just not fair. So we'll just celebrate all year like we usually do, right? Anyway, thank you for listening to my rambling. I am going to... Oh, that's while in Texas, and it's usually the only place I do it was when I'm out of town, but I have a bag of Whataburger sitting next to me that I'm about to eat. I didn't want to be eating while I recorded this podcast, but that's another thing I did. Went to Buc-ee's, went to Whataburger. Two things that generally happen every time I come to Texas. So, until next time, preserve Halloween.